ויאמר השם אל מוישה בואי אל פרעה. So in the Cheder they would say בואי בגימטריה is three. So in this parsha is three more makas. I don't remember what the Rebbe said it, but it's not much written down. It's far impossible. Then I think the Rebbe in the Cheder gesagt. As boy al paroi, boy begimatia three, so you have three more makas in this parsha. It says, Uleman tisaper boz nebincho, nebincho es asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim, v'esoy isay asher samti bom v'yedatum ki ani asher. Stam, we'll speak about it soon, we'll see later a hesber in it, but Lemaisa, it's very interesting that the Makis, the Mitzrim, will not have a lot of Toyalis of them. Lemaisa, they will die straight after the Makis. But the Kiddush Hashem, see later the amount of Kiddush Hashem that comes out by the Mitzrim. But the Pasuk says that one of the Matora was, Lemantesaper was, Lebincho, Lebincho, is Hashem Yisalalti b'Mitzrayim. Hashem Yisalalti b'Mitzrayim. Chazal say, what is the man? The Sabbath was the Bincho, the Bincho. It goes on Makis Arbe. It goes on the Makis Arbe. The Medrash speaks it out clear. It says the man, the Sabbath was the Bincho, the Bincho. And in Yoel, B'neichem Sapeiru, Posuk speaks about the Arbe, and the Posuk says, B'neichem Sapeiru. So the shayla is, why Makas Arbe, you say in Makas Arbe, Levant the Saper, Boz, the Bincho, the Bincho is Asher Yisraelti, the Mitzrayim. What is so special in Makas Arbe that we speak out? Levant the Saper, Boz, the Bincho, the Bincho is Asher Yisraelti, the Mitzrayim. So Bishaber Gizor Pshat, it says in the Ramban, later in the Posuk, Yudalet, Vayala Arbe, כובד מאוד לפונו ולא היו כן ארבע כמו היו ואחרוב לא אייקה ואחרוב לא אייקה. So Rashi says פוסק י' ואחרוב לא אייקה ואויסו שהיו בימי יויל שנאמר כמו היו לא ניה בו אילום למדנו שהיו כובד משל בו אישה כי של יויל לא היו על ידי מינים ארבע אבל של מוישה לא היו אלו ממין אחד and ממין אחד this is לא אייקה כמו היו. For minim arbe will be, but such an arbe like was b'imei Moshe. For min echod lo iye kemo. The Ramban brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Ki me'eis atiras Moshe shenemar v'achreichen lo iye. Kosav Rabbeinu b'Chananel b'pirush atoyro sheloi. Me'oz v'ad achshov ein arbe mafsid b'chol gvul Mitzrayim. V'im yipol be'eretz Yisrael v'yovei v'yikones b'gvul Mitzrayim. אין אויכל מכולו יבוא לאורץ כלום עד עכשיו. ואשר כי זה כבר יודו ידוע לכל. וזה נאמר שיחו בכל מפלוא היסוף. זאת הרמב"ן יסיע את בחוש עד היום הזה, עד ארבע דופן גורם את המצרים. ומילא יסס, למען תספר בו, זה בינכו ובן בינכו, an ארבע, when the story will come, you will show your kids. I remember when I was a kid once, was a big ארבע coming. Tagging Mamish came to Gvul Mitzrayim and it left. And everyone was busy then seeing the, you know, if the Ramban, if the Rabbi Chananel will happen or not. Not even one went into Mitzrayim. Azishim Ramban, Ada Yom Hazeh. Nowadays the Arba doesn't come anymore so much. But it was the Tkufas of the Nazi Israel, they had Arba the whole time. 70, 80 years ago. Chaim Kanievsky in Diamond the Crow, he says that he's very interesting. He says that when someone bleeds, so he said, oh, he's bleeding. You see a frog. What? Frog. Oh, but every time when Albert comes, everybody says, Azev Mitzrayim. So behind every time when a person sees Albert, they say, Kmoi be Mitzrayim. He says, this is the Mitzis. Why is it? The world says, Choshech Mitzrayim also, Vesach Rish. Yeah, but it says that, Azev Mitzrayim has to say that, Lemad the Sabbath was the Bilchol, the Mitzis goes on that market. It says in the Pasuk, Mi ve-mi ha-hoylchim. Moshe asks, Mi ve-mi ha-hoylchim. V'yema b'noreinu b'skeneinu neylech. So the Balaturim says, Pshat, Mi ve-mi ha-hoylchim. So the Tur, Omar paru le-moshe, Ma atem mevakshim kol kach ha-leches, V'chay atem surim le-ikones, Mi ve-mi ha-hoylchim le-ikones la-oretz. Kulem yamusu b'midbor chutz mi-yeshua ve-kolev. מי ומי ההולכים בגימטריה כל לב בן נון. מי ומי ההולכים גמטריה קולב ובן נון. This will power it all. זאת אומרת, בלטורים, סמוי שהאנצל הם בנורינו וזקנינו. ביז דף, till 20 and from 60, they were not an exeger, they also going in. בואי תלם מי ומי ההולכים, יתלם מי עולי ישוע וקולל, בנורינו וזקנינו נהלך. זה אומר שרבינו האנצל. It says in the Pasuk, Vayimer Hashem el Moshe, this is Pshat, Neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim, Bo Arbe. What is Bo Arbe? So Pashas, it means Bishvil Arbe, I think Rashi says. Bo Arbe, Bishvil Makas O Arbe. But that's in the word of Shvev. Don Chaim HaKodesh says that to take a stick and to tie one Arbe on the stick, to hit with a stick. זה זה דור החיים הקודש, אני עוז מכוון את אבן עזרא בשם רומי שהדר שם. אז רשי קייטי בבונת. אמרו, אתם אומרים, בשביל מה כסה הרבה? רשי את שביל, בוא לסבוע הרבה. אז רשי, בשביל מה כסה הרבה? זה זה נהל את זה מה כסה ואימאר מוישה ליקרויס למוישה ולארון ואימאר חטוסי להשם אלוקיכם סונו חטוסי אך הפעם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רק את המובס הזה. So I want to still on two דיוקים, could learn some things out of it. ואתו סונו חטוסי אך הפעם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולי רק את המובס הזה. So I heard what some מייסה רב אברום יפן, he met once the סאטמר רבי, רבי יוילש. And he told him, you know, the Bali Musa are very stark. He was Meshabach the Bali Musa. He told him, it was a nice and Rebzudun Yisalant. And he got a letter from one of his Talmidim. His wife is very sick. If the Rebbe could daven for him. So he told the Gabbe, he said, I'm going to heal him. Write him a letter that I'm davening for him. So, Talmid written the letter, and Rebzudun had to sign. He says, Sheker, I can't sign. This is what Sheker, you know? It says, we got your letter, we're davening. What is, who is we? I, we. Sheker. Right? I'm davening. So even it's more becovedic to write, we, I, the shtickle guy with it, I'm a Sheker. So you see how much Bali Musar Emes. So Rabbi Yelish told him, no, I'm sure if you're a band, it was Girecht. Rav Yaffe said all of his life he was wondering what's Rav Yelish meant till he found the Ramban in our parsha in this pasuk. It says ha'atiru la'ashem elekeichem v'yosar ma'ola yesamoves hazeh. The Ramban says l'shneyem omar ken ken omar paroi kol pan b'derech ha'musar ki yoidei ha'paroi ki moishe hu ha'ma'atir ki omar lo'y le'mosar ha'atir lecho והתארתי להשם, איפה יסקפי? אבל בדרך מוסר, פארי סד, התירו. דהיינו? But he meant מוישה, ולא ש... It's nice, התירו. So why מוישה? אבל כי מוישה לא ידע בלושן רבים, שלא יוצא שקר מפיו. מוישה didn't say, we are not. בעצם it's not nice, it's with Aaron together. דאבן פי. מה יצא מוישה? So מוישה had to say, we will דאבן. Moshe cannot say. You write this derech Musar, it's nice to speak like that. Oh, but Moshe can't be zogin Hashek. Moshe can't be zogin Hashek. This is Rabbi Yelish. I've not. No, actually, if you're a Ramban. It's a story in Rabbi Zund. Actually, if you're a Ramban. What do you think? People have a shat for Nami memory? Also could be. They lived. When you heard such a Ramban, from now on, they were makpid. Not to Moshe Shaker. Even if it's nicer. People, they're like, yeah, we're davening, we're taking it. We're davening, I'm davening. Well, we. Lamad l'shen chaloy maremes. Lamad l'shen chaloy maremes. There's a big shayla, b'skerov shtals here. Sono chatosi ach hapam, ve'atiru la'ashem elekeichem, ve'yosar me'olai rakis ha'moves hazeh. All of the other psukim, Pauli says, I will send them out. Every time. And Moshe says, oh, if Paro doesn't say, Moshe says, I will dab him, but remember, take them out. So the first time, Paro says, Chotosi la Hashem, please dab him. Moshe says, I will dab him. Why Moshe didn't make a bakoshe? I don't know, but remember, promise to take us out. Zog the Bliskerov that Moshe Rabbeinu had a power, had another. Rambam says that a person that doesn't do tshuva, he has another avera that he doesn't do tshuva. He sees the tzoras and he doesn't do tshuva. Moshe told him, "Al me anto me alis miponai," the beginning of the parsha. The tefillah was as Moshe me anto le alis miponai. The punishment of the arba was to prove the man to saper was the bilcha was a different market. Sounds like a chidush. Rashi said in the end of Makas Borot, "Va'achito va'akusem es afelus heino." Be'etzem they had to destroy. Pile plo es nasulahem, that the arba will have what to eat. So it was an extra market. Everything had to be destroyed in the Borot. Hashem saved it to take it away again. So was that really another punishment for Paro? As the punishment, the Borot already had to kill it. Was another zach to bring another maifas. This means this whole market was lemat esaper. Some markets are for two purposes: patch Paro, break Paro. Also, this market Paro could have lost everything in the first market. It was saved in the first makor to be hit in the second makor. Leman tesaper as Hashem salati b'Mitzrayim, the whole moifsim. So there was a pure makor to show Yad Hashem. So Paro knew that this makor is not to punish him as the losing. This makor was to prove to him the Yad Hashem. So while this makor was to prove to him the Yad Hashem, b'Mele, this is what he did. It says in the pasuk, "Vayemer Moshe." Before, "Vayitin Hashem Eschein Aom bnei Mitzrayim gam ayush Moshe godol moed beretz Mitzrayim bnei avod paro yu beinei Aom." So before she says, I think the Vanessa brings it down, but the Chaim, "Vayish Moshe godol moed beretz Mitzrayim beinei avod paro yu beinei Aom." Gevaldige zaak, he says. His people, a marshal, very choshevet people, all the kings understand the chashivus. But the pshute am don't understand the chashivus. Pshute am, they want nice, simple. Some people, the simple people see the milas. But the high class people, there's no ginuni. Moshe had both milas. It was choshev be'eine avdei paroi u be'eine yaron. The Sai Paro and all these people that Taka saw that Moshe is a manik, and the Pshut Ha'om, they didn't know Big Zachem, but they saw in Moshe epis a mile that no one else has. So this is what I can say. Moshe, God will moed be'inim be'avdi Paro yu'bein ha'om. Even the Om, the Pshut Ha'om. V'yema Moshe k'omer Hashem k'chatzois ha'layla ani yoitze b'tich Mitzrayim. K'chatzois ha'layla ani yoitze b'tich Mitzrayim u'meiz kol b'chor b'arz Mitzrayim b'chor Paro yishav al kisoy. So he mentioned it really once. So again, what is kachatzois? So Rashi, kachatzois alayla ani yoytze b'Mitzrayim ki hicholek alayla. So first the famous word for Reb Chaim. So when they will die? Before chatzois or after chatzois? What is it? So Reb Chaim said, what is dying? You live and then you're not living. So till Chatzos they're living, from Chatzos they're not living. Chatzos is in the middle. Exactly. So how you could die in Chatzos? Chatzos is exactly in the middle. So Reb Chaim said, what is dying? So they live till Chatzos, and from Chatzos they didn't live. That's like Reb Chaim. The Shaila is, what is Kachatzos? So Rashi, why he said Kachatzos? שלא יתו את גמור ברוכה, שלא יתו את סטגניני פארוי, ויאמרו מוישה בדיו. מוישה זה שקר. There's two ways to understand פשט את זה חזר. שלא יתו את סטגניני פארוי, ויאמרו מוישה בדיו. מוישה זה לאי. What is the... What, they will have a mistake. So there's two ways to understand what could be their mistake. One way to understand, they will... תלמוד של חצייס is 12 o'clock. 12:00. They would think that Chatzos is Lomazogan 12:59. I'm sorry, 11:59. So what will happen? 11:59, everyone will die. And so what will Moshe? A liar. You said it would die at 12. So you died a minute earlier. What was your problem? What is the pacha? Or you could learn pshat that the chash was that they will think that Chatzos is 12:01. And Moshe said, Chatzos. So they will think that everyone has to die 12:01. And everyone will die a minute before. So what do I tell Moshe? We died a minute before. So again, Moshe didn't want to say Chatzos because maybe they will have a mistake. We could have two ways of the mistake. They will think Chatzos a minute earlier and no one will die in their minute. Aye. 11:59, no one died. Moshe, you see, you're wrong. After a minute, everyone will die. Or they will think everyone has to die 12:01 and everyone will die 12. So why do we mask with both troch? We'll start with the first derech. They will think Lamazagan that Chatzos is when? 12:01. And Lemaise, everyone will die 12. So what is the problem? Gevaldik. They died a minute earlier. They'll tell Moshe, you're shocked. Moshe said, what? You thought it has to happen 12:01. It happened 12? No, so? So Moshe is a shocker, no, so? So I heard about a Hezbollah like this. So we got a couple of Zvachim the Parsha, we'll try to be Mazbe. What was the whole Vikuach in these Parshas, Moshe Rabbeinu with power? Everyone knows Moshe is a festive person. That's for the Akinim, Devil, Orem, Shechin. What is the argument? What? They make a snake, Moshe's snake ate their snakes. And the Chaltum tried to take out the Kinim, they don't manage. So let the people go. Why power didn't let the people go? The answer is, Pari Tad Moshe Einechanami, you're a witch. We also have Kshofim. Kshofim ato machnis l'mitzrayim? Kshofim ato machnis l'mitzrayim? Moshe said, yeah, my snake ate your snakes. You're super Chweis witch. Chweis are called, you're the tate of the witches. The black witch. Our witches are not so smart. The whole time, they carry on. He calls the Chaltumim. This is the Vikuach the whole time. Moshe says, Ribbono Shel Olam. Pari says, it's not Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Vikuach. What is the difference for Kishuf or to Hashem? Hashem is exactly. Kishuf is almost. You know, if you didn't mix the recipe exactly, you know, so try to make a guy with five heads, well, come on, let's say that. Could happen. Try to make a snake 2 meters, happen 2.5. You know, can't exactly be the yoke, you know, almost. This is the Vikuach. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, Hispoir olay lemocho. Hispoir olay lemocho. Tell me exactly tomorrow when you want. Oh, what is it? He knows Paroi will tell him, yeah, I know, you came over to me today. You know that Tzfadei were planning to leave in those a couple of hours. No, Moshe, Paroi, you wanted me to take them away? Moshe says, no problem. And Paroi, some hushchas, says, tomorrow. I'll be Paroi, take it away now. Moshe Pari comes to Moshe, I can't take away the Tzfadim. Moshe tells him, when you want. Pari says, tomorrow afternoon. So I'm shugging up. He calls Moshe, come, Moshe, take away the Tzfadim. Moshe says, when you want, tomorrow. The Talmud says, he thought, Moshe came, Moshe knows the frogs are about to leave. He can't hold them already. He's waiting that Pari will tell him to leave. It's like Moshe, okay, Pazik Pari, another day, Lamazan, another day. This is Be'etzim the Milchama the whole time. This is the Milchama. B'meile, if Bakas Pchonis had to prove that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech, if it will happen a minute earlier, they thought it has to happen 12:01, and it will happen 12, they'll tell Moshe, you're a witch. You almost hit Chatzos. You slipped it in a minute. Hashem doesn't have a mistake. Hashem is Kol Yochel. We'll lose the whole purpose of the Makkah. Where we see it? This Yesod. We know next parsha, Bezat Hashem, it's parsha B'Shalach. You know, the Moshe said that the Mon will not come down on Shabbos. So it was two people, Dothan v'Aviram, that decided to be Oy B'Chocham. They went and saved some Mon, and in the morning they decided to put it out. Baruch Hashem, the birds came to help us, if you know, and Baruch Hashem, they ate us. Mamash Yishakeach for the birds. There's a minig next week. The Olam leave bread for the birds. Yeah? Pasha is the meaning of every person, not only when you're married and you have a house. Yeah, some people think, well, Baruch, he doesn't have the meaning. What am I showing? If you're Elder Bacher and you don't know, it's a minimum every person, yeah? How it works. It's Nagat to the house when you come back in the Kidding Garden, yeah? It's a minimum class, so we'll discuss it next week, maybe not Loch Hashir, but we'll go back in your name. Mamish Yishakech for the birds. I want to ask you a shot. Lama Zogin, the birds will not help. What would be the matzav? In the morning they will come, they will see man. Every morning, you know how much man came down? 2 feet man, snow all over the Machne. A mile around, with nice dak mechuspas. How much money these people manage to save? How much? One warehouse, 2 houses. A couple dribbles are there, yeah? They wake up in the morning, talk about shit. Money, where? 4 pieces. I'm a sugar. Mamma shakesh to the birds, mamma to save us. What to save us from what? You want big litzonis, what? Every day, 2 feet money, all over the mach. These people manage a couple little pieces. But it can't be that they saved so much. You would see this mountain somewhere, yeah? The Teretz says, they knew. Avad, it's not a normal thing. Moshe said it will not come down on Shabbos. Something came down. Moshe tried to close the sky, not to come down. Some drips, man, you know, it was a little hole, it dripped in. Moshe, the Pesnishkin Mashem. The whole mess of the map, umgefregt. This is the koyach. This was the milchama. Mele, in Weltstall the Fidus, our Mamshek first, the Fidus Mahalach, it says, Vayomu Mitzrayim kulonu meisim. Kulonu meisim. Ein bayis asher ein shomes. Because Chazal say, they saw, b'chor min ha'ab, b'chor min ha'em. So the shayla is, l'chure, so they told everyone kulonu meisim. Chure, if kulonu meisim, it's again not like Moshe. So we lost the whole purpose, if we learn that this is the pshat. But the purpose has to be exactly, Vayomu Mitzrayim kulonu meisim. But the Talmud says, you know why Kulonu Meisim? Not because, like, the Welt learns Pshat, because they started B'chom and Ab, B'chom and Ahem, and they didn't know more Pchoras, so they thought, who knows who else is dying? They thought the Gadol Shel Habayis dies. Now, every Makkah is 7 days. So the first wave, the Gadol Shel Habayis died. Next wave, the next Gadol Shel Habayis will die. So they thought, in a couple slices, no one is left. In the minute they saw the Gadol Shel Habayis dies, so the first Gadol Shel Habayis, now, what, the Makkah has to hit for 7 days. So another hour is like another is a wave. No? So who will be killed then? The next Gadol Shel Habayis. The next. So what happened? Why they only got nervous then? At the beginning they thought, maybe the Pchayim will die, but you know, slowly, Kilo. The first couple will die, another couple of hours, like every Makkah. But if everyone died in the first minute, and the Makkah is starting now, oh, Kulanu Meisim. This is one malach. But I heard, this is on the tzad that the mistake would be the Moshe that it will happen. They would think it has to happen 12:01 and it will happen a minute before. Rashi and Brochus learns that then this was not a mistake. Moshe was worried from something else. They would think Chatzos is 11:59 and Chatzos will be 12 and it'll be a minute that they will think that it's not happening. So it'll be a minute. It will happen. You can't say the Armehalach because Armehalach Rashi didn't have to say that it's a minute before. It will happen at a different time, but it's not exactly. If Rashi would learn like us, he didn't have to explain that the chashash is that they will think that Chatzos is 11:59 and it will happen 12. Rashi could have said, stop. It will happen at a different time, it will be missing the Nisar. Shteit in Rashi under Pshat. Maaz with Rebbe Ochbel. Two famous Maaser with Rebbe Ochbel. It's one famous Maaser Rebbe Ochbel. He was sitting in a shir, and Pitom he started to get itchy, moving from side to side, from side to side. Then he got up, he took off his hat, he put it in the chair, and he left the room. He came back after 10 minutes. They asked the Baruch Bel what happened. Baruch Bel said like this. He needed to go to the bathroom. He's only a human being, but the young rabbi is giving a drasha. Everyone would think that if I left in the middle, I'm not interested in the drasha. I will embarrass the rabbi. I will come back in 10 minutes and everyone will realize that I went to the bathroom. Oh, but for 10 minutes the rabbi will be embarrassed. Even then I'm okay after the embarrassing. So I decided, but I have to leave. So I left my hat. Everyone knows that Baruch Bel doesn't go without a hat. He's a bentayer, he doesn't go without a hat. There's no tzad in the world that a prayer of Baruch Bel will go on the street without a hat. Everyone can understand the message, yeah? Oh, but there's no tzad that Baruch Bel go without a hat. So the man, it's for sure that he's coming back. So the man, there'll be no problem. So now the Meister, was in Geman, I'm sure you heard about him, then he was called Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, his name was. He's a young man. He wanted to get smicha. Then he became a shiva to her in his later life. But he wanted to get a smicha from Rav Baruch Ber. So he came to Kamenitz to get a smicha. Rav Baruch Ber, his minig was, he fahered. When he finished the faher, he would tell you, okay, now stay for 2-3 weeks. See the Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. Behaving, davening, and then he would give smicha. So this young man finished the faher. And he asked Rav Baruch Ber for the smicha. Okay, now go to Miss Medrash, 2-3 weeks, and I'll give you a smicha. He said, but I didn't tell my wife that I'm staying here for 2-3 weeks. So I need to go back home to tell her, then there was no cell phone. So I need to go back home to tell her that I have to stay here. And so Baruch Ber told him to stay, send the Biskerov to find out the matzav. His son it was, not so, it was his son. And Bekitzei HaMaisa, and he gave him a smicha. He found out that he's Taka Choshev Yid. He was right, Taka. He was right. But he's going to the smicha. So the son of Baruch Ber asked him, Tate, normally you might be only to give if you test the guy. So he said, what will happen? He'll go back home. He will knock on the door. His wife said, no, you got the smicha? He will say, no. She said, huh? No, I'm getting it soon. I just have to... For 2 minutes of the tzar of a ben teire, I don't want him to be upset. It's a gemara in the dorim. The gemara says, when a person says, kulchem chutz me'abo, kulchem asurim chutz me'abo, it's chazor, because when he said kulchem, he meant also his father, the aser. He says, koyim dobal zel kulchem chutz me'abo. So Moses says, when he said kulchem, he meant the aser, the father. He said, chutz me'abo, he took out the father. So Moses, why? Because if he said kulchem, he didn't mean the father, he would not say kulchem, he would say chutz me'abo kulchem. Ki ein odom roitze she'ovi vitztayr l'sho. Again, the same story. Even for a second. He made it b'chil l'ashem. So like Moshe Rabbeinu, if I was saying Chatzos, and from 59 till a minute, I'll be a busy in Kvod Shemayim. What's with a busy from Kvod Shemayim? Also for a second. Person has to think. Kvod Shemayim, to revise a person, to think twice. It says in the Pasuk later, ויקום פרעה לילה הוא בכל עבודו בכל מצרים ותהי צעוק וגדל במצרים כי אין בייס אשר אין שומץ. צרד במאז ברזח. אז ויקום פרעה לילה הוא בכל עבודו בכל מצרים ותהי צעוק וגדל במצרים כי אין בייס אשר אין שומץ. You know, the meaning in כלל ישראל that before Pesach the Olam sing a song that Pauli was going with pajamas in the middle of the night. Now, it's in all the countries they sing it. Now, the Shaila is, what is the mocker taki that he was going around with pajamas? It's the Elsha Shaila. Everyone sings it, Mustafa for sure happened. And second of all, it's a big deal that he had pajamas. You know, everyone has pajamas. The Kinderlach, he had pajamas. Pajamas. It's ganz klein, so the Eilike Nacht. Busy with power and pajamas, and I'm telling all the sprachs. The talent says, the mocker of Rashi in the pajamas, it's a Rashi in our parsha. Rashi in our parsha says that Pauli got up in pajamas. Rashi says, Vayokum Pauli mimitosui. He got up from his bed. Rashi means pajamas. I will explain. Rashi stayed there, Givar Bekazach. Vayokum Pauli mimitosui. Rashi was a Vayokum. When he was walking around Mitzrayim, everyone saw that he woke up from his bed. If it means pajamas, if it means that he had lines on his face, or face nicht. But steht in Rashi that when Paro was going around, everyone saw that Paro got up from his bed. Steht in Rashi. Steht da gewaltige Sache. Why? Why Rashi needs it? Steht da two mahalchim. Both of them are emes. Paro was a Rosha. So the pasuk, you know welcher Rosha he was? I remember, I don't know if you remember, it was 10 years ago. They called it the Bag 2000. The world was sure when the computers would get to 2000, the world would be chore. They're going out of Zamishugasa. We know 6000, the world is chore. They thought 2000, the world is chore. And they were sure that computers would make mistakes and bombs would be flying all over the world. Remember, all the Choshev people, I'm saying, it's not going to get to our country because in you know the other countries, really, it was really after the first China and these places were the first. No one slept. Everyone stayed awake. any company, even here, was in the Tehrim companies in Shabbos, the Shaila, to stay awake, to be ready, just in case this big bag, the whole 2000, the whole world starts to fall out. Moshe Rabbeinu is right 9 times. Moshe is telling him, Chatzos HaLailo, the country is destroyed. The Tchoyrim are trying to fight Moshe. We're going to die tonight, there's no point. Then we're not about to lose. We know Moshe is right. Big witch, small witch, he's right. Pari doesn't listen. I would think, but watch what Pari will do. Sit with his whole army people in the house, 11 o'clock by night, just in case the chatzos has happened, we'll take chashuv decisions. He went into bed. He fell asleep. When he woke up, and everyone saw that he was with his pajamas, what it means, everyone saw the rishus of Pari. Velishas liboy. Not only he pretended velishas liboy. Not that inside, you know, fakoch tzach habayin is covered in a letter. Covered in a letter, but it couldn't too bad. He was a rosh ha'etzav. He went to sleep that night. It's one pshat. Another pshat, I think it's Emes also. Chazal zogim that what Paro was saying. Paro was saying, ani li ha'oir v'ani asisiv. That Paro didn't go out of the bathroom. Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to the Yoir, tell him, Chves. So Pari would go out once a day, as a Shehid in Chazal. Nepach on a person, king of Mitzrayim, the whole day he needed a bathroom. Mamash Chachmon is a Pari. The Meshugas, the Gavdas Meshugas, and he's the Rebbeinu Shalom. As a Shehid in Chazal, it's not my Pshat. In the old days, there was no bathrooms, there was no system in the house, you know, if you do in the house, it will be found, and he's a king, he would go to the Yoir, Melech en hoich zimimoy. Das ist ein Chazal. Das ist ein Chazal. So, Mishumu. As that person for sure also doesn't go to sleep. No shayla about it. So sleep, not right. We go into his office. You know, he said, now he has to do something else, yeah? Vayokim imitosu again. We call it pajamas, but Rashi stated that everyone realized that he came from sleeping. So when the Nitzachon was, when Pari was going around in the street with his pajamas, what it means, in our words, all the kids were yelling, Pari is Nishkin Ribbono Shel Olam, was that Gomish? The Milchama was, if Pari is a Koyach or not. Rashba Shteit, in Tshuvas HaRashba, and the Nisim, Shem Vistabrim, Ba'yis Vikol HaLailo, Pari had Koyachas. You see, even later, Shlomi HaMelech takes Chiro to build the Beis HaMikdosh, Hashem gave koichas ara. Pari was full with koichas. The snakes, they're doing. It's not. Stam dimyoynes. The nitzochim. Chazal say lo ko yoir shel yoyvu alekayim. Yeah. Bechol elokim mitzrayim es shvatim. Hashem killed the elokim mitzrayim. And that was a pshat. And Chazal killed the yitzharah for the avedizore. So we don't have a musik. We don't understand. Say that, it's a gosh bit nish. It's a big deal the whole time. We look in Mitzrayim, it's a shvotim, a shvotim. Piachirois. And they say, no, the chirois is kayim, it's not a wibble win. We don't have that yitzharoris. We don't have a musik, we don't start to that. But this was the be'etzim, the milchome pari. This was the koichas atumosh. Nun shari tuma. Nun shari tuma. It's not because they were with gilei harayis. They were not. Last time it was only one lady. It was Shulamis Maskosvi that Vayetze ben Aknamis. There was one issue that was Mizan in Mitzrayim. It was Sharit Tumei Oznus. By us, that the Ozzy Yitzhahovas are away, so Sharit Tumei Adam all gate is Mechubot Oznus into Kedusha. There's Tumei Zavid Zore. The Nitzachon was, Pari was going around in Mitzrayim, he's also a human being. Vayokom imitosei balaylo. Everyone saw Kloyne Shel Pari. All the kids were running around, Pari's in pajamas, it's also Kloyne Shel Pari. I just wanted to finish one zach with a kasha. It says, says in Perek Yud Beis, Pesach Memches, V'chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem, Himoloi Kol Zohor V'oz Yikrov La'asa Yisoy V'hoyo Ke'ezrach Ha'oretz. V'chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem, Himoloi Kol Zohor V'oz Yikrov La'asa Yisoy V'hoyo Ke'ezrach Ha'oretz V'chol Orel Lo Yoichal Boy. So, Ramesh Shtarbuch says over that he was a kid. So the newspapers in Eretz Yisrael, a Yid from America sent a shaila and promised 5 lirot, that was a lot of money, to answer this shaila. What is V'chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem Himo Lo Yikol Zocho? It says in the parasha that Orel cannot be Himo Hashem Moshe. So this book is a Pesach called B'nei Lecha Kol Evdish. You have to be mal, every person has to be mal to eat the Pesach. V'chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem Himo Lo Yikol Zocho. For sure you have to Himo Lo Yikol Zocho. What is it sad that a girl could eat a korban pesach without bris milah? What kids? The kids that were born before, they're not as kids. The kids that are born later, it's normal yid. What is the chiddush of the pasuk? V'chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem Himo Lo Yikol Zocho. What is the chiddush? Pshita. This is the kasha. Chiyogu Yitzchok Ger V'osu Pesach La'Hashem Himo Lo Yikol Zocho. Milas Bona Ma'akeves. The kids from before are not Ma'akev. So, one of the answers that they brought down was that we're talking on the kids that he had born before he became a girl. And they're Be'etzem not Megaya. But the Rambam holds that a Goy owns his kids. So Mele, Vali has kids, Ktanim, he's the Bailim on his kids. So the milah of his kids are ma'akev im le'echol b'pesach midin milah savodov. Midin milah savodov. So on them, I have Shem Lev Zogin and Rapshat. I want to finish with one word. I heard from a Yid in Manchester. He was Nifter. Forgot his name. It's not so much zecher to him. So every year I want to say it and I forget. Especially Bulletin. I heard from him a word. It says, it's a shene word. It says in Perek, in Perek Yud Beis, it says like this. Pasuk Yud Beis. Shiva siyomim sa'or lo yimotzu bevoteichem ki kol oichel machmetzes v'nichreso ha'nefesh ahi me'adas Yisroel. Rashi says, Rashi Pasuk Tzvov brings down מישראל, שימי אני תיקורס מישראל ותלך לו לעם אחר, תלמד לימה במוקם אחר מלפוני בכל מוקם שהוא. ונלפוס את הסבוב את זה. ונכנסו הנפש ההיא מישראל. זה תראה שיוכל מישראל ותלך לעם אחר, תלמד לימה מלפוני. So זה צעד, what is chorus? You always say it. You can turn over to become a guy. זה תראה שמלפוני. Rashi in Vayikroch of Beis, Pasuk Gimel also says it. And the Pasuk, Iksh ki asher yakim mikol zarachim el hakodshim v'tumos ha'yolo v'nichreso ha'nefesh ha'im milefonai, v'Rashi yochel mitzad lezad, tamloi marani Hashem b'chol mokem. So the shayla, why only in these two chores, in Chometz, and in Tumas Mikdosh, Rashi says, yochel mitzad lezad, tamloi marani milefonai b'chol mokem shu'u. So he said, in Kol HaTeira Kulo, when it says chorus in the Targum Shteis, Tevir, break, Tipcho, Eloshen, Tfochayim Nosati Yomecho. In two places, Bayos, and in Kochim it says Gershayim. Both of them, I'm in the trop. And both of them, the trop is Gershayim. I'm saying, V'nichreso here, in Pasuk Yud Tes, is Gershayim. V'nichreso. Also, V'nichreso in Pasuk Tesov is Gershayim. And all the other places is Tivro, Tvir or Tipcho. Tvir or Tipcho. Vaistois in these two places was a tzad that the chorus is Loshen Geirush. So it Rashi Yochel Milefonai, Yochel Miyisroel, Yochel Mitzad Letzad, Talmud Leima Milefonai Bechol Mogim Shu. So he bring that was a Maisa that a Yid came over to the Meir Simcha that he ate Chometz B'Shoigek in Pesach, in Nizek Apore. So he sent him to Reb Aaron Mibeltz. So he told him, well, after you go to Reb Aaron Mibeltz, come back to me, tell me what Tikkun he told you to do. So he told him that he told him to go to Golis. So Meir Simcha told him it's a Pasuk. Golso Yehuda Me'oini, from Lechem Oini. And he said that this is the pshat. And this two mitzvahs is a mokim for the Avera, be'etzem is a girush. Just when you do the mezid, salkedai toch even dir is enough, mitzad letzad, Talmud Lema there's a, that, milifonai. Why Pesach nish? But in all the other colors it says, tvi, and in this state, gershayim, miloshen girush.